True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. We'll get into that. That's definitely on the list. Number one, though, your Kansas City Royals trending, bringing back Cags.
There was one man that was more excited than everybody else, man. And that was Dusty Likens.
Get ready for the "I Know That I'm Hard" drop tomorrow morning. Dusty Likens will be ready to go. He is lathered up, ready to talk about his boy Cags. Carter Jensen.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. I mean, this is a prospect. This is a power-hitting catcher, a guy who could drive home some runs, and obviously could be the future behind the mound besides Salvador, you know, once Salvador Perez gets ready to go. So, yeah, it's an exciting thing here.
As Max said, number two on What's Trending, it's Chiefs week. It is week one in the NFL. Things start on Thursday.
Come on.
The Chiefs play Friday night in Sao Paulo, Brazil, against the LA Chargers.
Yes.
Things get kicked off. I believe it's 7 p.m. is
Friday. I actually think it's early. Let me double check. I think it could be 6. I don't know. We were just talking about this. I'll double check real quick.
Either way,
it's 7 o'clock, actually.
Is it 7? You double checked? Okay.
It's the weird part is they're 2 hours ahead of us, so they're playing 9 o'clock local time.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Man, either way, pre- and post-game, Josh Briscoe also on the call. Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes,
bang.
Josh Klingler.
Bang.
A full crew getting you ready for the week one matchup on Friday and all season long.
I mean, not just is it Chiefs week, a Chiefs player signed to your team, Drew.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say
that.
Also,
say, you're,
it's not only Chiefs week, but everybody's favorite defensive lineman, Mike Pennell, is now a Cincinnati Bengal.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no, Bink's banging that desk one more time.
Hey, guys, what's trending? The worst defense in the league signed a 34-year-old nose tackle who plays less than half the snaps.
Bring all
yeah!
the OGs. Bring all the OGs in. Haloti Ngata, Vince Wilfork. We were looking up ages of these guys. I don't care. They desperately need it, please.
Yeah, how old is Haloti Ngata, JT? We just looked up the age. How old is Haloti Ngata?
Haloti Ngata? Oh, gosh. 45.
41. How old is Vince Wilfork?
46.
43.
Dude, I would take a 45 and 46-year-old Haloti Ngata and Vince Wilfork right now, the way that they look.
Over what you got, yeah. Instead, you've got 34-year-old Mike Pennell.
Let's go.
Traded to the Bengals. Also in What's Trending, the man who usually sits right across or right in your seat, Drew.
Correct.
Will be right across from Alex Gold. Cody Tapp, it's his birthday.
September 1st, Kansas will launch sports betting.
That's my birthday.
That's his birthday.
That's such a, dude, that's so good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, give it again.
September 1st, Kansas will launch sports betting.
That's my birthday.
The fact that they kept it in the news story is also hilarious.
That's my birthday.
They loved it.
It is his birthday. Happy birthday to
Happy
Cody
birthday,
Tapp.
Cody.
Wonderful guy, coworker, host, father, all the things.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, I also esteemed baker and cook. I feel like I also for the text lines, you know, Cody tries hard at being a musical artist, Yeah, being dude. A professional
he's a
baker.
Renaissance man.
Yes.
You know
yes.
one thing he's
a man
not?
Of many talents.
A hot dog derby contest winner.
Yeah, he's not. Dang. He's not that. And he'll never be.
Cody's going to have to take the knife out of his back that you just stabbed him with.
I'm determined to get the next one. Whenever that happens again, I'm determined to put the suit on. I'm winning that race.
I'll beat you, Mac.
Oh, come on.
Hang on a second. Cody, Mac, and JT have to be in the hot dog derby contest.
All right, it's done.
We'll have to bring that up to spec.
That'd be awesome. That'd comes be so fun.
100%. I call catch up because you guys are not going to catch up.
No. I don't know what I want. It will not be mustard. I hate mustard.
I don't like mustard either. Yeah, I don't really.
Yeah, it's
going to
be relish then.
On my hot dog, I'll tell you something crazy. Psycho trait for me, plain dog, baby.
I'm actually with you.
Really? Okay. Nice. I'm usually not that guy either. I'm really not that guy with my food. I'm not like the 8-year-old chicken fingers, but like hot dog, just plain.
I'm the same way with the brat. I had a brat for the first time in years in Madison. Because if you're in Wisconsin, you have to have a brat. So at the football game, I had a brat.
Plain. I'm totally good with
plain. Dude, I also had these. They made mini donuts, like fresh mini donuts. A cinnamon sugar and powdered sugar powder.
Smash.
Oh, it was so good. It was the fun.
So was that? You didn't talk about that game at all. We'll talk about that game later. Keep going. What's trending?
Number four, final on what's trending. Bill Belichick's college football coaching career begins tonight against TCU. They're 3.5-point
dogs. They're dogs.
You like it. I think TCU wins the game.
Give me a why. What am I missing here?
I think roster-wise, also quarterback-wise, I think they're built to be better right now. Then UNC, in fairness to UNC, they're in a conference that's more top heavy. So I could see North Carolina winning 7-8. I think a 7-5 win season would be really good for Bill Belichick in his first year. Gio Lopez, transfer from South Alabama, is the quarterback. Good quarterback. Maybe like Joey Aguilar, another reason why you should be amped up because he was at App State. Now Tennessee looks good. Maybe Gio Lopez can do the same thing.
Yeah, can do the same thing. Yeah.
South Mimic Al that. To.
Big names at the game tonight. Salt MJ is going to be there.
Dude.
Yeah,
the,
you were giving us a
goat.
List. It's crazy.
Who else? Do you remember?
You said
Mia
Hamm is going to be there.
Yeah.
It is a big list because everyone's pumped.
Is Tyler Hansbrough going to be there?
No, it didn't say Tyler.
No, he's too busy playing pickleball.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Lawrence Taylor, Michael Jordan, Mia Hamm, Julius Peppers, Eric Church, dude. Chase Wright, and Blake Snell.
Eric Church.
Good for North Carolina, man. And their athletic program.
Absolutely. It's exciting. I'm going to watch this game tonight.
It's
pumped.
It's on ESPN, I think, isn't it?
I'm pumped. Is that a 7 o'clock starter?
Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit's on the call.
Oh,
hey,
great.
Herbie and Fowler,
I mean,
let's
this
go.
This is a huge game,
Peter,
dude.
His dog was in the fountain at Chapel Hill. It ran right to the water fountain. Peter, his dog.
Love it. Good job, Peter.
Did you guys see on College Game Day, they were doing the kick? You know how Pat McAfee does this little thing where he has a student kick a field goal?
Uh-huh.
Well, Peter, the dog, decided to poop right on the little path where he was kicking. And they started cheering, and the guy made the kick after he made it, and they started cheering, and Pat McAfee goes, you 100% stepped in Peter's doo-doo. I hope you know that.
It doesn't matter when you're winning that much money.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. I'll take it, whatever. I step and poop on the daily in the backyard, even though I pick it up all the time. That is what's trending. Remember, 30 Hop is our Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Monday's $5.99 classic burgers.
The burgers are great. I don't know, the burgers are great.
Really?
I've never been
Very
there.
Very good.
I've never been there.
Oh, you got to go. The burgers are outstanding.
Mac, have you
been
there?
Love a good juicy burger. I have not been yet. I've got to go. 30 Hop. There you go. Go to American Bar and Kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, and an unbeatable happy hour. There you go. And again, $5.99 classic burger. I may have to hit that up after this.
I'll have to tell Dusty because there's one on Lee Summit too.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. He'll definitely hit that up. Okay, so that's what's trending. We'll get into UNC TCU later. I want to hear about Drew's Wisconsin experience as well, but I want to talk some Royals first off. We discussed Jensen obviously being called up. There's some hype there. Caglione's back. The hype train has died down, obviously, with Cags at this point. You're just hoping that he can get some confidence, gain a little bit of momentum, regain some rhythm, maybe come in as a DH every few games and really be that guy. I know Dusty wants to see him every night. Or every possible moment he can as a DH, but I don't know if that's necessarily the plan yet. But as far as this, and those are exciting underlying stories to the rest of these 25 games, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what could lead on into the next season, right? Like if they don't make the playoffs, Carter Jensen maybe having a couple good moments and Cags regaining some confidence could be huge optimistic notes for us when we talk about next year and go, hey, these two young pieces may have found the future at catcher who could be a power hitter. Cags maybe still has some of that hype to be one of the better players in Major League Baseball. So with this season, though, every series that comes up, Royals off today, but tomorrow they'll play the Angels. They're continuing a 9-game homestand or 10, 9-game homestand, I believe, here at the K. Every series defines the season at this point. Every series is a playoff series. And I know it's the reactive baseball thing that we've talked about, 162 of these, but at this point, we're down to 25, Drew. It's time.
Yep.
You've done, messed around, effed around, and found out now. You've got to go.
Yeah, it's good. I think, too, the fact that you mentioned it's another homestand. It's not a long homestand. You have to be able to take advantage of it leading up to eventually the Mariners and everything like that. But against opponents that you, not only is it home, it's against opponents that you need to be at minimum winning this series of, but you probably need a sweep somewhere in there or two, whatever the case is. Depends on what happens around you. But, you know, I think you're spot on with the, it's playoff baseball now, even though it's not October yet. Like this is every game should feel like a must win, even though it already kind of should. Like, you obviously want to win every game, but like these games, you feel the pressure, the push. This is it. The final stretch. You got to be locked in. I think some of the, you know, you can't afford the errors on the field. You can't afford the miscues, the mistakes. You got to be more locked in than you have been. And that goes from top to bottom. You know, this is it. This is go time. You know, this is where you got to put up or shut up. This is it. I do think them. So it's interesting. I'm intrigued to see what they do with Carter Jensen and Cags, because going back to what JJ Piccolo said when he joined Cody and Gold last week was, we want the best players on the field who are going to help us win. Because obviously, and that makes obvious complete sense. And whether that's Cags or not, it might not be. Like, Cags might just be pinch hitting. He might be DHing every now and then. I think that the plan.
I don't want to see him in the field right now, personally.
Based on the way that they've looked, they're gonna and you know, JT mentioned Jonathan India goes to the IL.
Yep.
That might shift some things a little bit in terms of the thinking, not just for them calling up Carter Jensen and whatever, but how the lineup looks on a regular basis, what they do to move things around. But they've got their crew that collectively have helped them stay and gain ground in this race to the playoffs. That's who they should stay with, in all due respect to Carter Jensen and Cags. But, you know, you want to make sure that you've got the best roster possible to help give you wins, and that's what they think Cags obviously can do with his power. And then Carter Jensen, part of what Carter Jensen to me is, and this is not them signifying they're not going after it as much, but I think part of this is we want to see what we have in him, not to determine what to do with Salvi, but I part of me really thinks that that's, they want to have Salvi back, I think, but they also want to see what they got in Carter Jensen at the same time, if that makes sense. They want to try to play both sides. They want to go after it, and that's why, you know, they've been able to do what they have done and why they made the moves that they did at the trade deadline. But bringing up Carter Jensen, I think it also gives you some room of, hey, this guy's playing really well. Let's also see what he has in the big leagues in this last month. And at worst, let's say they don't make the playoffs, you at least get an idea for what Carter Jensen brings to the table, and you try to get Cags back on track and in a flow with a good mindset going into the offseason at bare minimum.
I completely agree. And not only that, with the Jensen thing, like, his role's grown more imperative because of the Freddie Fermin move. Like, as far as the future of catcher with the Royals, like,
sure,
Carter Jensen has moved up the line. Like, Salvador Perez, that extension still not worked out. Well, that is also part of this too, right? Like, so absolutely. Like, they're looking at him in these next 25 games, and if he's raking and if he looks good and if he's getting opportunities,
steps up in big moments.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that could serve, again, even if they don't go the distance this year and get to the postseason, that could serve as a huge indication of what's next at that position and what's next for this team going forward for the Royals. So I think, yeah, man, Jensen's a huge part of it. Cags, a huge part of it as far as the next season. This year, you're looking at the guys that we've talked about all year, man. Bobby Witt, that was really good to see him Saturday be the one who stepped up. I think Bob's talked a lot about it this season, specifically with Vinny Pascutino and Michael Garcia being the guys in huge moments who step up, right?
Yep, yep.
And Bobby Witt not always being that guy. Incredible player, top three player in baseball, going to be a top five MVP vote in Major League Baseball this season again, I believe. Like, that is how high Bobby Witt has set the standard. So when I say this, make sure that I'm not negating any of those facts. He's incredible, jaw-dropping. I saw him hit that 427-foot bomb down the center. I saw him make a Superman diving catch that night. We've all seen him do this all season. But in these big moments, like you mentioned, you're down 3-2 or you're up 1-0 and you need a clinching run to really get some insurance going into the latter half of the game, whatever it may be. It seems like it's been Bobby Witt or Vinny Pasquantino rather and Mikel Garcia. Mm-hmm. It was awesome to see your best player be the guy to clinch that game Saturday night.
Yeah, and it felt like there was...
That needs to continue.
I think Vern mentioned this, I don't know how long ago, I mean, maybe a month ago. He was on your guys' show in the morning, and he was talking about Bobby. He was like, it doesn't feel like he's... And part of it, I'm sure, is just they're not playing as well, but the childlike joy playing the game, it didn't feel like that was all the way there. Like, Bobby, he's not having a bad season by any stretch. He's also not in the MVP race, and they're also struggling, where I think Vern mentioned it. It doesn't seem like there's that childlike joy of, you know, the boys are playing some ball. I got a smile on my face. Like, I'm playing the game I love that sort of stuff. Yep, to your point, being able to see him do that, it was a reminder of, yeah, this guy is that good. Not only that, but also, like, probably for him, just I'm like that, like a Kirk Cousins. Him. You like that moment. I think him being able to do that, not that he needed any sort of a confidence boost, but being able to do that in that moment, deliver that sort of an at bat, it's got to at least get your juices flowing a little bit more, where you're a little bit amped up. So I'm excited to see what happens from this next little stretch.
You know what else gets my juices flowing?
Your gears grinding.
My I don't know my. My engine revving. I have other directions that I could go, but yeah, I'm staying on the clean and narrow here, or the whatever, man.
I got my finger on the dumb button ready. Cody a couple weeks ago cussed, and it was nothing.
Straight and narrow. That's what I was thinking.
There you go.
Here we go. Fantasy football, baby. That's what gets my juices flowing. Come on, it's time.
Every Sunday for you, right?
It's here every Sunday from here on out. Thank you, JT, from 9 to 10 live Fantasy Football Sundays. Right here, we are streaming just like we are now on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, all those things. I'll be streaming live on Sunday.
I will say, the disrespect of this camera
in front of me, dude.
To just be blinking green the whole time. Big thanks to JT and big thanks to everybody for trying to make it work. And I got the Milwaukee basket. I got the Milwaukee Panthers basketball
we'll turn
shirt
around
on today. You know,
Drew's camera's not working, so we'll turn around on him.
You don't have to see me. People need to see you because this is your segment, Mac.
See that camera for you? Is your segment. Like, it's Labor Day. Why am I working on this day? I need the day off.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm back from vacation, baby. I'm more than ready to get back in.
We are wanting to spout some takes. That's why we're here.
I'm ready to go. But yeah, no, I literally am just going to let you go about your business for the next 5 minutes, because I'm just going to internalize everything and listen, because I've got two fantasy football
drafts.
And if you're listening, there have been so many people who have texted in asking, like, Bink or me or other people for fantasy football advice. You got to listen to Mac for the next 5 minutes. He's going to give you everything you need to know.
I appreciate you taking
and all that. I'm just going to sit and absorb all of what you're about to say.
Well, if you've got any questions.
And I'm going to be scribbling notes over here.
Yeah, please.
Can't wait for him to say my team sucks. I drafted a team last week, and I'm like, man, I probably suck now.
Was it 10-man standard league?
Yeah.
Half PPR, PPR?
It was actually 12.
12? Okay, this is tougher.
And Snake and ESPN. So,
Snake draft, you know, okay.
ESPN, I had the second pick. So with the second pick, I took Robinson from Atlanta.
Love that. First pick was Ja'Marr Chase?
Yep.
Okay.
No. First pick, I think, was Jefferson.
What?
First pick was Justin Jefferson?
And you didn't take Ja'Marr Chase?
Oh, no. It was Chase. I was staying away from Jefferson. I was staying away from Jefferson because I didn't know what JJ was.
Okay,
Ja'Marr
that makes sense.
Went first. Then it went Bijan. The next pick was Gibbs.
Yeah, so that's fine. I'm those three over Justin Jefferson personally. I'm off of Justin Jefferson that high. Allocating that much value or that much draft stock, whether you're in a snake or an auction, whatever it may be, I'm not going to bank on a rookie quarterback producing that much yards. And I'm not saying Justin Jefferson's not going to have a great season, but we're talking about a top three fantasy pick here. And if it's not 13, 14, 1500 yards and 8 to 12 touchdowns, that's what we're talking about up there in that range. And I don't think that's him in year one with JJ McCarthy. It might be. It's Kevin O'Connell. It's Justin Jefferson, who we've soon seen do this with, you name it. It's Josh Dobbs. It's It's Kirk Cousins. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson's going to go out and he's going to get yards. I just don't know if it's going to be that. So I love the Bijan Robinson pick. I have him in a league. Love that. Who'd you get in the second round?
I got in the second round. So I had the second to last pick.
Yes.
I took Davante Adams.
Great.
And then I took Bucky Irving with this back-to-back kind of switch up.
Love Bucky Irving this year.
Your team's pretty nice right now. Like, that's not bad at all.
It's my bench that's worrisome. I have Benson, the running back for
Trey Benson. Yep. Question marks on him right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I got Joshua Downs for Indianapolis on the bench.
Again, just another situation are we relying on the quarterbacks here? Yeah.
And then I got traded right away.
Ted McMillan?
And got McMillan.
Four. Who'd you give?
No, I got McMillan. Who did I give? That's a great question, actually.
it doesn't matter, JT.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ted McMillan.
Oh,
Ted
McMillan's great. I traded Ibuka and Evan Engram and got Warren and McMillan back.
Warren and McMillan?
Yeah.
And you traded Ibuka and who?
Ibuka's tough.
Ibuka and who did you
say? Evan Engram.
Man, that's tough.
That's really tough.
Yeah, it was.
I love both
of those guys. Mac and I are like, man, your roster sounds pretty good.
Ibuka's
going to be
Ibuka and
a machine.
McMillan Ibuka and McMillan are two of the hypest rookies in fantasy football and just in the NFL right now. Those guys are going to explode. Those are two guys, because I talked about it a couple weeks ago in fantasy football. Hey, be patient with your rookie wide receivers that you draft. They may take 4, 5, 6 weeks to pop off. It's a hard game, the NFL. It's a big playbook. There's a lot to learn. Give them some time. Don't trade them. Don't drop them. Ibuka and McMillan, those are two guys who may not take 6 or 7 weeks. Those are guys who...
Ted McMillan's had a really good preseason. Ibuka, yes, of course, has been really good. And then, and then,
are you
then
saying
with
you
McMillan
like
going down too. And then Godwin,
McMillan?
Godwin, yeah. Go on. What'd you say?
So you like Ibuka more than McMillan?
I think it's because he likes Baker more than Bryce Young, would be my guess.
I think I want to be a part of a surefire top 7 offense, and Tampa Bay is a surefire top 7 offense. With that said, I do like the Panthers this year. Like, I think if you're, if you've got Ted McMillan stock, that's great. Like, McMillan's going to be up there. I don't hate that.
He's
going to
get the most targets.
He's going to get hella targets. He could be a touchdown machine. Jalen Coker season.
From UCF.
Yeah, exactly. His stock has went up with the Adam Thielen trade, so I love that. But I think if you're talking, going back to the draft, if you're talking number one pick, it's going to be Jamar, Bijan Robinson, that sort of stuff.
What if you're picked? I don't know my draft order quite yet in one of the drafts.
Seven.
If you're picked 10, like this is the thing. If you're picked 10 in a 20-team league, I know our rosters are going to be iffy.
Wait, are we in this?
Yeah. No. Yes. It's you.
Is this draft Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. I thought
in this with me?
Are we in this together,
with Kramer?
This is actually. This is epic. What pick do you have?
I can't help you 8. Guys.
Shout out to Kramer. Never mind.
I can't
Hold on. What pick do you have?
I don't know, dude. I've been in a lot of leagues. I just know the draft's Wednesday, and I'll be ready.
No, you're one of the last picks. Because the way that Mac...
horse race or whatever.
Horse race to determine the order of the picks. I think Mac might have... Dude, you might have picked 20. That sucks.
Okay, the bright side of that is back-to-back picks is huge. Back-to-back picks is huge.
So you know that you're guaranteed. Yeah, but you also have to wait. I did a practice draft with that. Dude, my team is okay, but I feel like that's everybody though.
I've never done more than a 12-man league just for inside baseball.
I forgot that we're all in that league.
If you're listening, like, what's happening? Kramer invited us all to a 20-man
and football. We all happen to be in the league on the show.
And Drew's bringing that up, and I'm like, wait, what? Is that the same league? And we're like, oh yeah, I guess we're all three of us.
Not many people have a 20-man league.
Yeah, I was like, 20-man league? Like, that's got to be draft Wednesday.
Good luck to you, JT. Good luck to you, Matt.
Yes, good luck to you all. It'll be very, very fun. But, some other like basic tips before we get out of here, and we can talk more fantasy football later on in the show because this is draft week. This is a big draft week.
We definitely can carry it in the last hour.
Keep your rookie wide receivers. Don't give up hope. And this is so basic, but I said this a few weeks ago on my first show. Know your rules. Know your league rules. Please, so often do I see guys in drafts say, oh, isn't it PPR? Oh, it's half. Or, oh, isn't it this? Or how many roster spots do we have? Oh, there's no IR. Like things like that. Just know, hey, real quick, if your draft's today, your draft's tomorrow, your draft's this week, go in your app, open up your league settings, and just rifle through those in 30 seconds. Trust me, that will not only help you just basically for your in-draft moment, but your draft prep. Like, it does raise the value and lower the value of certain players and certain skill position guys. So I think we can get into some more fantasy football stuff later, answer some more of your questions, not JT's or Drew's about a 20-man league.
Okay,
that
I do actually have a question.
I'm not giving any advice. Please don't take my advice.
I actually have a question for you from a friend. He was wondering, in a draft, should he draft Rashee Rice or let them fall maybe to the waiver wire?
So
feels like the top question right now for Chiefs fans.
Yeah. So that's a great question. Rashee Rice, I actually just made a trade for him in a redraft league. I have great running backs, but my wide receivers are actually pretty poor. Davante Adams was one of my top wide receivers who I really liked this year. I got him on, it was an auction draft. I got him for, you know, $7 or $8, relatively low. I felt really good about that pick. I traded him straight up for Rashee Rice.
Mm. Okay.
I know the first, and it's against a lot of my advice, the first 4 to 6 weeks in fantasy football are the most important. Those are the most important weeks of your fantasy football season. Your team is the healthiest they're going to be in the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season. But I'm just valuing on my team that I can win those first three, go 3-3, go 4-2, and then have Rashee Rice. I think Rashee Rice is that valuable. I think there's a chance from week 7 on that he is a top 10 fantasy football wide receiver. And I honestly think that's not a hot take at all. I think it could be better than that.
When he comes back, man, he's going to be...
Especially if you're really in a PPR good. League. Especially if you're in a PPR league. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of the Chiefs, we want to get more into this game because it's Chiefs week, baby. It's Chiefs week.
Woo!
Got the Chargers. Got Harbaugh on the Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil. They leave Wednesday. Of course, we will have all the coverage right here on 96.5 The Fan because it is your home for Chiefs football. We'll be right back. Here we go.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, on a Labor Day Monday, tuning in to 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Chiefs football. That's right. It's Chiefs week, baby. And you can hear all
Mike
your
Pinnell week, baby.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, what is that? Okay, that's Drew Dixon, JT Noah behind the glass, Mac Moore here with you, in for Cody and Gold today, and then the regular crew all back tomorrow. And that's for all the shows.
The itch is being scratched now. Like we are here. It feels like we're finally in September, Mac. We are there.
I'm surprised you're so happy, Drew, knowing your team's going to be 0-1 after Sunday.
Hey, yes. Actually, for my betting purposes, okay. I hope not. But for laughing at Drew purposes, absolutely, I do agree. Coming up an hour and a half away from JB and Chris Unocero, they'll be live from 2 to 6 here. But we've got 90 minutes left with you. We're going to talk a little bit more fantasy football. We're going to talk some Chiefs. We're definitely going to talk about Arch Manning because we have not even uttered his name. As for, we mentioned disappointments in college football and his name didn't come up. Mm. He should be number one on that list. We'll talk about him. Mm. And then, of course, what's trending later on in the show, all here on Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan, with you for the next, well, all day. We're always with you, but us specifically with you for the next hour and a half. Let's get into some Chiefs stuff here before we move on to anything else. We were just talking off the air about specifically this game, the biggest challenges in this game. But I liked what you said. The Chiefs win if they have a good running game. Pacheco goes off. Mahomes, the offense, whatever it is. So, JT, Drew, we'll start with you. The Chiefs win on Friday, September 5th, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, against the Los Angeles Chargers, which you can hear live right here on 96.5 The Fan with Josh Briscoe's pregame coverage starting an hour before the game. Mm. The Chiefs win if.
So, the thinking about this, prefacing what I'm going to say, is bare minimum stuff like this is a guaranteed win, and I'm gonna say the Chiefs are locked and loaded. They win the game 100% if they score first.
Oh, okay. If they score first, that's it.
Chiefs score first, the game's over.
Love it. So when we were talking earlier about
there's other angles too that I think I could go with.
Of course,
but I think if they score first, the game's over.
So when we were talking about this game earlier and you mentioned the coin toss and the Chiefs winning that coin toss and taking the ball instead of what they usually do and kicking
I think that's kind of your angle. Be definitive.
Okay.
And we got Mahomes. We got an offense that, yes, doesn't have Rasheed Rice, but it is fully healthy.
It's fully loaded.
And we're going to come out and we're going to punch you in the mouth.
Dude. We're not here to mess around this year.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that, JT. The Chiefs win if.
The Chiefs win if they can protect Mahomes. Easy as that.
It's a guaranteed win if they protect him?
Yes.
I love it.
Guaranteed?
If the Chiefs give up more than 3 sacks, they're on a fringe of losing. If they keep him under 3 sacks, easy win.
Great. Great.
I like that. And I know we just said sacks isn't a number. So if we want to put in there hurry ups or rush it, like get to the quarterback, I say if they get to the quarterback 9 times, that is a big deal. Big deal. So I'll say that. That's my biggest thing, is keeping Patrick Mahomes in the pocket and letting him do his thing without him being rushed or, I guess, having hands to his face.
Let Mahomes cook.
Yep, pretty much.
As simple as it gets. And it's been too long since we've seen that happen on a regular basis. That's changing this season, I believe, because of Josh Simmons. We've talked about him.
It should.
And it should. It should. It will. It will. Yes. Josh Simmons is going to be excellent. The rest of that offensive line, barring Kingsley, who I think just needs to be just fine, just needs to be a guy. And I think he can do that, especially in the run game. I think he'll actually be above average in the run game, but we'll see what he can do in pass protecting. But yeah, I think that's a good one. I think for me, again, there's a couple angles I could go with. I think about McDuffie on McConkie. I think about some of these rookie edge rushers, right? I think about Ashton Gelati. I think about Omar Norman Lott stopping the run and stopping Omarion Hampton. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I go back to it, and this is kind of my overall take, and we can discuss it. The Chiefs win if Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce just show up. Just bring their uniforms. That's all they need to do.
You're locking a win in.
Really?
The Chiefs are winning this game. And let's talk about it, because we've talked about the Chiefs for months. We talk about the Chiefs every day. Let's talk about this Chargers team for a second. And I don't know where you're at with them. We can talk about the AFC West.
They are not going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay, great.
I actually like the Broncos more than them.
Okay, great. So we're all on the same page. I like the Broncos more than them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go a step further and say that this roster isn't that good.
Oh, straight up, like they're like eight. Dare you say they might finish dead last, and they might finish last in the AFC West.
I'm not quite there because I think the Raiders have bigger holes.
So you're not a Nick Wright guy saying the Raiders will make the playoffs.
No, no, that take is just clickbaity. I don't like that. I like Nick Wright, but I didn't like that. No, I think the offensive line for the Raiders is an atrocity. Yes, he did. The offensive line for the Raiders is an atrocity. The secondary for the Raiders is abysmal. No, they are not a playoff team. I think they're last in the division, but I think they're a fun team. The Raiders are going to be that 5 or 6 win team that beats the Bills and then the next week loses to the Browns.
Like how they beat the Ravens last season?
That's going to be the Raiders next year. They're going to be fun. Geno, they've got two of the most exciting players coming into this year in Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. But to me, the Chargers, man, there's not a lot to, like, even that, like, you can talk about the star players on the Raiders get me more excited than the star players in the Chargers. They lost their second best player, the Chargers did. Rashawn Slater's gone. You could argue he is their best player, but they lost their second best player in Rashawn Slater.
They still have Derwin James on defense.
Got Derwin James.
He's getting old, though.
Yeah, exactly. He's not what he was a few years ago. Yeah. McConkey, love Ladd McConkey. He's a second-year player. He's a somewhat of a game changer, but he's not a difference maker in Khalil Mack's old. He's a top 12 edge rusher, but again, not a difference maker in the fact that I'm not changing my whole game plan because of Khalil Mack. Herbert, I'm a Herbert guy. We've had our skirmishes, if you will, about Justin Herbert.
I think
Herbert.
It still remains the same, our takes.
But at the end of the way, at the end of the day, dude, I think you and I are in the same that Herbert, like, he's good. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
He's a good quarterback, and he needs to prove to me a little bit more now, right now, too, what he can do.
After last season, yes. I think everybody is on the, I understand that your wide receivers still aren't the greatest, but you've got a competent head coach who knows what he's doing.
Yes.
And it's time for you to get a playoff win. It's time for you to get to that, at least get to the playoffs again and put yourself in a position to
win. You have to do it. And the built-in excuse is already there. Well, Rashawn Slater's hurt. Nah, I don't care. Your offensive line's still going to be really good. It's not going to be great
compared
like it
to other teams that struggle with the offensive line and have delivered. Yeah.
It'll still be good. And Joe Alt will go to the left side. It'll still be good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, talk about the defense. We haven't even talked about the defense besides Khalil Mack. The secondary and Derwin James. The secondary is not going to be good. They haven't been able to get the quarterback in years.
They don't have Asante Samuel Jr.
I believe.
Or is he still there?
I'd have to check on that. But
sorry to put you on the spot.
No, you're fine.
But yeah, I don't know, either way, this is
a team that defensively, they don't have a lot of playmakers, a lot of difference makers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're rolling with the same like defensive line that they've had for a minute in Deshaun Hand and Tierre Tart, Tuo Pulotu off of the edge still. Denzel Perriman's fine. I don't think they do. No, I think he's gone. Yeah, they went and got Dante Jackson, who's like an older corner who used to be a speed guy who's now just an older guy. Like this is a team that is older and not really exciting. This roster is not that good. Like Harbaugh is great. I'm a big Harbaugh guy. I'm a big Herbert defender, but this is a team that's with good drafting and good trade acquisitions and good use of assets is at best a year away. Seriously.
You're giving off like 9-8 vibes.
Yeah.
Or like 8-9.
Nine and eight. This is a fun team. I'm not saying they're bad, but like, dude, even behind Ladd McConkey, like I like Keenan Allen a lot.
McConkey.
I like Keenan Allen. Trey Harris is a fun rookie.
Yeah.
Got Will Disley. Like, we'll see what Omarion Hampton is. The Rashawn Slater injury is massive, as we've mentioned. But yeah, man, the Chargers, not super exciting to me. So I think this week one to bring it full circle.
All I gotta do is show up, huh?
Show up. Show up. This the spread's 3, dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that. I think the Chiefs will cover.
They'll win double digits.
I agree. Yes, no, cover.
We'll cover.
Cover, not a double-digit win.
I don't know about a double-digit win. I feel like a late, sneaky, we lost by 9 points. We scored a touchdown or we kicked a field goal to make it look better for the Chargers.
I feel like JT's been having to slow me down today. There's been a couple of moments where I could see him in his eyes. Like, well, hey, he's like, whoa,
they
buddy.
They absolutely have.
It's like, hey, let's reel that in.
So obviously in college football, the week one is like always hitting the unders.
Oh,
no more better example than this year. Is the NFL a typical under in the first week, or is this obviously it's a lot harder, I think, in the NFL than college is.
Well, I would say this. I feel like the reason the unders to predict so it at much least. In college is because this is their actual first time hitting pads against someone else other than their players or teammates.
Sure.
Now you go out with the NFL, you get 3 preseason games. You've had
that helps.
Training camp. So I think I wouldn't say, okay, since all the college football hit the unders,
they're all going to hit the unders. I think there will be some that hit the over, but also I think there will be a bunch that hit under in the NFL. It's just there was a lot of hype for this week for college football, and I think Vegas took that and like, you know what, we're going to see how much they want to hit that over for us because we want to see points.
People, oh, and people always love the overs. They always, if you've watched college football for the last few seasons, I think there's a trend of just, it's week one, to your point, JT, there's no preseason. It's always a little bit uglier. Like the teams, Ohio State might be a national champion. Texas, Arch, they might figure it out. It's week one. I think you got to pump the brakes a little bit, and we'll get to Arch
we'll
in a little
to that
bit.
At one. Yep.
But week one always looks a little bit sloppier and a little bit more inefficient. Things are communicated properly. The under sit. The over-under, by the way, for that Chiefs-Chargers game is 44.5. I would say, based on my score prediction, I'm thinking if it goes under.
Yeah, I agree.
So barely under. So you think it's under 44?
Yes. I would
guess. I'd go like 24.
I was thinking 24-20, so it'd be like right on a bad beat, I guess.
Which I think the NFL is so much tougher to predict over-unders for. I did a little tally. I looked at some of the unders, the over-unders for college. If you bet $100 on 10 over-unders, you'd have won $64,000. Looking back, I bet five or six over unders and I hit on some of them, but I did them individually. And I was like, man, I'm gonna parlay those together.
Yeah. That's the hindsight betting.
Did you see the guy that took all of Lee Corso's picks and won money on it? Because
shout out to Lee Corso, man.
Lee Corso went out with a bang.
Yes, man. Yes, I've got a fun Lee Corso question that we can get to later on the show, man. What? Yeah, that was an awesome way to go out for him. That was great. Yep. Should it have been maybe a few years ago? Yeah, we've all talked about that. It's been discussed. But either way, it happened, and it was awesome the way it did. He went out in a great way. It was awesome. They should have been, I think you said it before the show, they should have been Columbus.
They were in Columbus, Ohio.
They weren't. So the week two debate was, should they be in Columbia for...
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you.
KUMU, but they're not. They're going to Oklahoma.
They should be in Columbia. That makes more sense. Yes.
Because I have a buddy who's a huge Oklahoma fan. He was like, hey, I need you to ask Drew, what's his thoughts about Michigan and OU next week? Do you think it's actually the game of the week? And that's why College Game Day is going there.
Okay. From a national perspective, yes. From a local perspective, of course not. From a should you embrace from a rivalry standpoint and what college football is, Kansas, Missouri should be game day. If we're talking pageantry, tradition, history, rivalries, they should be in Columbia for KUMU. From a who are the better team standpoint across the country, it makes sense why they picked Michigan and Oklahoma, but I still think in its entirety for what college football stands for and everything like that, they should absolutely be in Columbia for the Border War.
Okay.
Love it. Have a lot of college football going on later in the show here with you until 2 o'clock, and then Jay Binkley and Chris Unocero.
How about the Badgers, baby? They're 1-0.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Tigers 1-0.
We 1-0. And
Balls 1-0.
Hey, who's the Vols got this week?
That's a good question. I actually,
you know, it's no one important when you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's no. Yeah, it's East Tennessee State.
Okay. Hang on. K-State almost lost to North Dakota. Anyways.
Also, anyways. Dakota,
next week's Georgia, though.
We found out North Dakota is in the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
Is that right?
Yes. North Dakota.
Yeah, because they're with NDSU in South Dakota. Yeah. South Dakota State, which, I mean, that conference is loaded, but...
Makes you wonder the things you learn.
Are you ready to get to a question that's random?
That's what I'm saying, baby.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Random question of the day.
Random question.
All right. For you, Drew. For you, Mac. For... people that are listening, even though you can't text in, this is for you.
we keep it a buck on this station, and you, I'm sure there have been plenty of people have texted in. We thank you for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, we can't see them right now.
Anyway, so I just got an apartment with the fiance moving in.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats, man.
It's way nicer from a 45-minute drive to the station to 15.
Dude,
so it's
good. Oh, I bet. Yeah. Yes.
No kidding. So,
but anyway.
Living together?
Yes, living together. Ooh. So here's the question. I am a person that likes my toilet paper to roll off right in front of me where I can just pull and take. I'm learning very fast my fiance don't give a crap. And when she changes it, sometimes she'll just put it on top of the holder and sometimes she'll put it on backwards. Is there a proper way to put the toilet paper on? Because I think there is.
Yes, and it's the way that you do it, the way that you prefer doing it.
Okay.
Where it rolls...
Towards you.
Yeah.
And so, and let me be clear, your girlfriend either is putting it on the way where it rolls back or she does, just she always put it on the roller though.
She just puts it on like the counter.
She just put it on the counter. I was like, are you kidding?
So we'll get to that. That is my number one pet peeve, dude.
Number one?
Right now, dude, me and Hannah are going at it with the toilet paper thing. I'm tired of turning in the morning at 4 a.m. to wake up Vesco and Dusty, and I've got a number two, dude, in the morning. Those things are real, man. That's an intense moment. And man, I turn back.
You're so disappointed.
Sorry, man. You really got me going,
dude,
here, JT.
I love this. Is a great random question. And this is very good.
And you turn around, and that thing is not replaced. New toilet paper's there. And she just leaves the old, I'm just grasping at cardboard. Come on, man. That triggers me, dude. But either way, yes.
Mac's level of disappointment. he goes and he sits down and he looks over and it's like, are you kidding me?
What the hell,
just
dude?
Think if Tennessee loses a game and he goes into the bathroom and it's on
No, you're right. You are 100% right, JT. At this rate, Mac would blow a gasket if they lose.
Legitimately, I'm just like, put it on the roll, get a new one out. Don't screw me over. And yeah, and then man, if I could get her to put it on the roll would be one thing. Putting it on the right way, that's a whole other argument, JT. I can't get there, but I do agree with you. He's right.
So I thought you were saying originally, like, she'll put it on backwards. You're saying after it's used, she'll just leave it there and not replace it.
Yes.
I can understand why that'd be a little bit annoying.
I'm like, dude, it's right under the sink. Grab it.
Ball for the last.
Replace it.
What was that?
What was that?
Oopsie. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, you're fine? No, you're good. Yeah, so I'm just like, replace it. Because then I'm again, 4 o'clock in the morning, dark. I've got, you know, I don't want to get into the graphic details.
But you know
what I'm saying? Come on.
When you're done, you don't want to have to waddle on over to open the cabinet.
And that has been a poopy waddle. That's what I've been every morning, dude. So we've got to change that. I love this random question.
Hey, can you clip that, please, and save it and put it in the Fesco folder?
Yeah, we're clipping all that.
And also text Dusty tomorrow so he knows to play it.
Dude, yeah, you gotta roll in front, though. I agree with you, JT. He's right. I don't think there's much argument.
I agree. Because it doesn't bother me to the point where it's a pet peeve of mine. It is a little bit annoying where normally, but this is the thing. The wife and I think similarly about this. So we're on the same page of just replace it. You know, it's right there actually to do that. So we're on the side of the cabinet or like the counter. There's a little gap where we don't put the toilet paper under the sink. We just pop it, slide it right in between the toilet and the cabinet. So it's easy
to get.
Oh, 100%.
I like that. We've got a smaller. Yeah. I may try that actually. I'm now thinking about the layout and where I can maybe try to remedy this problem.
And look,
I need to rectify this issue in my household.
If you're concerned that if somebody comes over to your place and is like, why do they just have toilet paper on the floor? Then they're not a real individual.
Come on, that's just life.
Yes, exactly. You keep it real in the household and it's just life. You just let the toilet paper sit not on the floor, but in the bag still. Yeah.
That's live.
I was not expecting that to be the random question of the day.
I was not expecting to get heated. I was like, random question of the day, let's go. And then you brought up that toilet paper thing, dude.
Congratulations, though, on getting the apartment, though, and being closer and everything like that. Obviously, it's a big change, you know, and everything like that.
Oh, it's a huge change. The biggest change so far has been our dog. It's losing. It's like, what is happening? Because my parents have two dogs. And so it goes.
Oh, you
from,
told me this, so it doesn't have his
from
friends.
Two dogs, and now it's
buddies.
One, it's just us. And so every time I come home, he's running around like, "Where's more friends?" I'm like, "You're not getting another friend right now."
We hold your horses on that. That'll be a minute.
We get it in toys and stuff. And yesterday it was so funny, or Saturday was so funny. My fiance goes takes a nap, and I send her a picture, and she's just sitting between my lap, sitting straight up, just staring at the TV. I go, oh, I'm teaching her right.
Good job, JT. Good for you.
I love it. Yeah, two dogs is a game changer. You don't think it is. You get that second one, you're like, whoa, it's a lot more work.
Dude, I want to get a puppy so bad.
They're the best. They are a lot of work, as everyone says, but
it's not even
so
the,
much
it's,
fun.
It's not the work time. As much as it is the time, but it's also the cost of...
Well,
of that adjustment is really the number one thing. Otherwise, I would have been
a million percent.
Got the puppy.
A million percent.
Yeah, don't go after a French bulldog then, because I've had a Frenchie. I love a Frenchie. I've always
so
wanted
cute.
A Frenchie, and I got one right as I graduated college, and it was my best friend, and sadly, before it turned two, 3 days before it turned two, it suddenly just passed away.
Oh.
And that killed me.
I'm so sorry
and
about
so
that.
So I was so upset. I did something probably stupid, and I found another one, and I said, I'm buying you right now. And I bought another one about a month later. And
did you?
And now we're best friends again. And so
that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, I'm so sorry. That is tragic. I mean, it's like losing a family member. It really is. I mean, pets, man, they're the best. I got two at home. I can't wait to see them. But we got an hour left. We got an hour of fun.
And we're
going
to get to a disappointing quarterback that you evidently don't. I don't think you like this guy very much.
I've got some serious question marks about this guy. Mm. We all watched him Saturday morning. It was the first big game. We're going to talk about it, but make sure Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Make sure you stay locked in. It's 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the K-State Wildcats.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.